This is N6NFI. Repeater.
W6LOL test.
S9 plus 10.
Retest.
S9 plus 10.
W6LOL clear.
KI6SEP, KI6SER. Negative contact, KI6SER.
This is N6NFI, repeater.
KG6HJU mobile, Fremont.
Let's say that, said the F0XX.
Good afternoon, Mr. Frank. Steve here, Kilo Golf 6, Hotel Julia, uniform, topless mobile. How are you?
Topless mobile, huh? A bike or car?
We're in the Miata car. Never thought about my bike being topless, but I guess if you were really to argue that point, you would be absolutely correct.
Those little Miatas are cute. How long have you had yours?
This is a special edition from 2002. We just did a little off-roading today. I met John up on his property, took the dirt road up to the top of the hill where he was flying his radio-controlled glider. He told me to park at the bottom and walk up, but I was bold and decided to do a rough ride. He was concerned about me bottoming out, but it worked just fine.
Very good. Is that where he does the field day thing, too?
That is correct. I brought my camera along, and just as we were heading back down the hill, he spotted an eagle sitting up on top of one of his masts up there. Apparently, he's had a little problem with them sitting. This mast was vertical. Was. The operative word is was vertical until the eagle started sitting on it. It's now kind of bending over at a 45, and he spotted it as we were heading down, and I brought the camera up with the long lens, so got some nice shots.
Oh, very good. Well, I'm sure you meowed. I should have made it up there. My big old motorhome made it up there.
Well, I do refer to it as my sport utility vehicle. It just doesn't have four-wheel drive. I just stopped off at Dale Hardware and picked up a few items, a couple of which are longer than normal. I guess I could have gotten it in the car. I've been known to throw lumber through, from the passenger side on out, drop the top and use it for hauling longer stuff. But, it's been a fun car. It continues to put a smile on my face whenever I get in it.
This is N6NFI, repeater.
Yeah, I just noticed the dog was panting a little bit here, so I rolled down the window and keep my hand close to her collar so she doesn't get any bold ideas about joining nature.
Did you get outside on this beautiful day? My God, it's just, it's teasing us. It's February, my God.
Yeah, I know. Spring rain's coming Monday, what I understand. Yeah, I'm outside now. I spent some time out in the shed. I have got infested with some rat. And I don't know whether you've ever had mice or rats in anything, but they have no control over their bladder or anything else, and consequently end up with a stink even after you get the droppings, shreds, and so forth cleaned up.
Oh, that doesn't sound like fun at all. No, haven't had any experience. I think years ago in my younger years, I think my grandmother had some mouse problems, but haven't had any issues, knock on wood. Oh, I'm passing somebody by the Quarry Lakes with a bright pink, I don't know if it's a kayak. KG6HJU.
Well, we stopped here where the students live at Cal State here, and the dog is very curious as to what's outside here. And I'm just about to where I'm going, so I'll catch you a little later. Take care. AF0XX.
All right, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your weekend. So almost back home here. Just trying to run some errands before I'm back to, what am I trying to say here? I've got a dinner appointment with, an appointment. My God, that's a little bit too, too uptight. Dinner engagement with my lovely fiance. So, catch you later. KG6HAU, Clinton.
Okay, happy Valentine's Day to you and yours. AF0XX.